provider, Karreen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, last name Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, P-M-H, N-P, comma, B-C. Patient name, Aaron Blaine, A-A-R-O-N, capital B-L-A-I-N-E. Psychiatric evaluation. The patient is a 40-year-old male who presented for treatment on July 18, 2024. The patient stated that on In November of 2023, the patient stated that he got into some trouble and he is currently going to court for it. He stated that he thought someone was planting speakers to listen to him and spy on him. The patient bought a radio frequency meter to locate the speakers. He also took a BB gun and shot the neighbor's windows by aiming at the tree line. He had no intent of shooting the neighbor's windows. However, in shooting at the tree line, he did. The police were called and the patient was taken to St. Catherine of Siena Medical Center, where he was treated for 10 days. There, he was put on risperidone, 3 milligrams POHS. From that time until the present time, he saw Dr. Kanji, K-A-N-J-I, in Huntington, period. However, comma, the patient stated that Dr. Kanji has fallen ill and he needs a new psychiatrist. He is currently court-ordered on his probation to see a psychiatrist. The patient has 2 misdemeanors, 2 for reckless endangerment, 2 for criminal intent to damage property. He has his next court date on 7/31/24. He has not been charged as of yet. The patient presents as calm and cooperative. He is polite and forthcoming. There's no evidence of delusions at this time. No evidence of persecutory fears. There is no apparent indication that he is responding to internal stimulation while interviewed on the video for an hour and 15 minutes. The patient stated that he is currently working as a carpenter and a painter. He stated that he also has a history of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. He's been treated since he was a young boy in elementary school. He stated that he suffers with the ADHD. He stated he has low motivation to do tasks. His work can be very sloppy, and his attention is, quote, unquote, horrendous. He has been receiving Adderall, 20 milligrams POQAM and 5 milligrams POQ afternoon by Dr. Farkash, F-A-R-K-A-S-H, a neurologist in Huntington. Who is affiliated with Northwell Health, period. Past psychiatric history. The patient was previously seen by Eric, E-R-I-K, Collins, nurse practitioner. Of our practice, Mr. Collins left. He saw the patient for 1 session. The patient stated that in late summer of 2023, he got into a car accident thinking that people were following him, and he drove into the car in front of him. His father called for a well check. The patient was taken to Stony Brook, capital C, capital P, capital E, capital P, where he was evaluated, stayed there for under one day and was put on low dose of risperidone at that time. Of note is that he also put a camera in his car to see if anyone had gone into it prior to that incident. The patient was on Lexapro for 9 years, starting in his 20s. He went and fell into a depression after his mother died. The patient reported that he suffered from social anxiety in his 20s. 8 years ago, the patient stated he had been injured, actually assaulted, coming out of a bar. It was a case of mistaken identity. He was hit from behind. He was knocked face down onto the street, fell backwards, and was knocked unconscious. He sustained what he describes as a massive blow to his head. He had no brain bleed, however, and was discharged from the emergency room after it happened. He feels that 6 to 7 years later, it manifested itself in this condition of psychosis that he gets. The patient denies ever being violent. He's never had suicidal ideation. He stated that he has supplemented his Adderall at times with energy drinks if he did not have Adderall, but it did not help him with his measurements and his painting. Family history: the patient's father and the father's sister is alcoholic. His father and his brother suffer from social anxiety. Medical: the patient has never had any seizures. He denies any medical problems except for an incident of vertigo 2 to 3 times a few months ago. He has no known drug allergies. The patient also suffered from gynecomastia as a child, at childhood and in his teenage years, for which he had surgery. There are no other surgeries. The patient saw Dr. Farkash only for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medication. He never mentioned the head injury to Dr. Farkash. The patient is to give consent to speak to his wife and to Dr. Farkash. He stated that he gave verbal consent but needs to give written consent for HIPAA laws. Social: the patient is married. He has 2 children, a 9-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy. As noted, he has worked in construction as both a carpenter and a painter. He stated that he is able to do his tasks when he is on Ritalin, and otherwise he is very sloppy. He does not describe any drowsiness from the risperidone that he takes. He does take trazodone at bedtime, which he states does not make him drowsy past 8 o'clock in the morning when he starts working. Developmental: the patient was on Ritalin from a young age in elementary school. He stated that the family moved 9 times from Bayville, New York, then to Florida, then Dix Hills, New York, then to Centerport, New York, then to Northport, New York. He stated that his father owned delis and a lot of the moves were financially driven. Next paragraph, the patient is able to state the pros and cons of taking the risperidone. He stated that the cons are that it makes him rather flat and mundane, and he lost interest in hobbies such as going to the gym. However, the pros are that he is able to hold down work. He stated that he is not bickering with his wife anymore. Given the fact that he is not engaging in his hobbies, such as going to the gym, his children are able to enjoy more time with him, and likewise, he stated that since there is less conflict in the house, the children's grades went up, and he also feels that it is a result of his spending more time with them. The main reason he finds it beneficial is that it got rid of his paranoia. See remainder of note for diagnostic impression and plan.